Hello and welcome to the third episode of Equipped, and I'm your host Matthew Phil. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're being blessed with the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. So in today's episode, we are talking about being right with God. Being right with God, and this is a part one. Our key verse will come from Acts 8, verse 21. And my Bible reads, "You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God." I'll take that again. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. You see, as believers, we accept God to deliver the grace, the favor, whatever we're seeking God to provide or to do in our lives. But the question is, are you right with God? Do you have substance, the portion in the matter? Because the Bible says you have neither part nor portion in this matter. Why? Because your heart is not right in the sight of God. So do you have the substance which will make God, which will provoke God to deliver that what you seek in your life? You see, Paul said, examine yourselves. Examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. You see, he meant you should examine yourself, test yourself, measure yourself. Are you in the faith? Do you have substance? Do you have a say? Do you have the portion, the substance in the matter you're seeking God of? Or your relationship with God is not colorful or fruitful? You see, there's a saying which I always believe. It says, a person can grow up in the church but far from God. You see, Paul also talked about this in Romans 10 from verses 1 to 3. But we'll just take, let's take first the two verses, which says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." So these people have the zeal of God. You see, a person might be in the church having the zeal of God, but lacking the knowledge of God. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness." So these people lack the knowledge of God, which means they are not right with God. They have the zeal of God, but they don't have the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is the wisdom of God. Having the wisdom of God, knowing what is on the heart of the Father. So you may have the zeal of God, but lack the knowledge of God. That means you and God, your relationship with God is not right. Check yourself. You see, the Bible says in Psalms 78, verse 36 to 37, David said, "Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth." You see, people go to church, they praise God, they worship God with their mouth, they flatter God. But what's the problem? "And they lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with God. God considered them as liars because their heart was not right with God." They are praising God, they are worshiping God, but God knows that me and this person, our relationship is not colorful. Their desires, their motives, they are not right with me. So you might have the zeal of God, but you might lack the knowledge of God. You might not have the substance in the matter because your heart, your relationship with God is not right. You know, same way goes for serving in the church. We might serve in the church, we might serve in different communities, but are your motives or purpose in serving God right with the Father? You know, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 25 verse 2 talks about Amaziah, that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. So whatever he was doing was right to God. It was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. His heart was not perfect. He wasn't doing things wholeheartedly. His motive or purpose wasn't aligning with God. So you might be serving in the church. You might be even an artist or whatever you do that you do to save God. But are your motives or purpose aligned with God? Are you serving God wholeheartedly? I believe this is why David advised Solomon, 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, that, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him first wholehearted." In 7, it says, "Serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought." So David is telling Solomon, seek the Lord. He's saying, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with a wholehearted devotion. Be committed to him and have a willing mind, a mind which is devoted to him, having the right motives and desires of God, having the right knowledge of the Father. For the Lord searches the heart. God searches the heart and sees. And from there, God is able to deliver. So do you have the substance? Do you have the portion for the matter you are praying God for? Sometimes God is unable to deliver because you have neither part nor portion in the matter, because your heart is not right with the Father. Examine yourself. If you find weakness, remember the Lord is our strength. Work on yourself. Pray to God. Pray the Holy Ghost to guide you. Pray for the Holy Ghost to work on you. Get aligned with God. That's when you can have the substance, the portion for the matter. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you've been blessed. I'll be back next week with Right with God Part 2. Stay bold as a lion.